9 minutes past 8. Excited about the conversation that we're about to have at the moment. I've got two fabulous guests in studio. Greg Berg, founder of a Great Yellow Brick Company. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. It's lovely to see you.
And you.
I want to hear everything about what got you into Lego and the business of Lego. Of course, Brian, thank you so much. Brian Hellman is a therapist with Brian Hellman Therapy, helping us understand a little bit more about why it is that we want to dig into nostalgia and why we are relying on it so much at this particular time. And Claire Wright, a little under a month away, will be bringing Comic-Con to our shores, Africa's marketing manager for Comic-Con. Good morning, Claire. Not yet. All righty. We'll wait on Claire. Let's get into the conversation with our gents at this particular time. So our Wednesday panel is about escapism, about nostalgia, and why it is that we might rely on it. Brian, maybe you can give us a picture of, why is it such a security blanket for us to go, oh, you know, I remember that song, that TV show, or the reason that actually this conversation was prompted is I went over to my mate's house, and he's almost 45, and he was like, I put together the Tower of Grayskull. I had one when I was a kid, and it is painstaking, and he was like, this is the most therapeutic thing I've ever done. I'm treating myself. Is that something that's quite common for most South Africans or people?
Morning, Rafiwe. It is quite common. The basic definition of nostalgia is when someone reminisces or longs for aspects of their personal past. So it's important to differentiate between a personal past and historical past. Okay. So with nostalgia, what happens is we tend to remember back to a time that, because of the irreversibility of time, we can never return to. So nostalgia has an element of bittersweet. It's sweet because it takes us back to a time where we remember something, sometimes pleasant, positive, helpful, sometimes not so pleasant and not so helpful. But the bottom line of it is that we always have to return. So that's the bittersweet element.
We have to return to the present.
We have to return to the present. Nostalgia is a positive emotion. Mm. It's a social emotion. It's been shown through empirical research to improve certain soft skills such as empathy, compassion, understanding of other people. So the basic function of nostalgia, which answers the question you've asked me, is that it provides us with a sort of a measurement or a measuring stick of where we were and where we are, and it reminds us that no matter what, we've had the skills to get from there to here.
Ordinarily remembering a time where we were probably better than we feel today, aren't we? In that personal past or the historic, or sometimes when we rebuild the historic past. I mean, one of the things that happens a lot on the show is people saying, oh, the good old days, you know. Mm. And it's like, well, I remember them a little differently. But, yeah. Greg, won't you help me understand a little bit, you know, you are in the business of Lego. Tell me how you got into that and why.
Gosh, how did I get into it? I can't take all the credit myself. It was my partner's idea, my business partner's idea, Rob. He phoned me. I was running a hedge fund at the time, as you know. You and
yes.
I knew each other. And he said, I've seen these Lego stores overseas in London, and they look terrific. And I don't understand why we don't have them in South Africa. And I've got a meeting with Lego in the next week.
Sure.
But if I make it happen, I have no idea how I'll fund it. And I said, I'm the finance guy. I can find money for that. So that's how I got into it. But I've also, you know, to
and
your point about
Megas-
nostalgia, I mean, I've been playing with Lego since I was a kid. So it was an opportunity for me to go back to my childhood too, but as an adult.
And this is the major Lego store in the waterfront. Do you have others?
So we've got four stores around South Africa right now. We've got one in Canal Walk. Sandton was our very first store.
Okay.
Menlyn and Gateway. And we're opening a fifth store in 6 weeks' time in Mall of Africa.
Okay, so the demand is there.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting one because the price point is not exactly a kid's toy price point.
Although it varies. I mean, you can spend as little as just over 100 rand on a small box of Lego, and then you can roll out the big checkbook if you're feeling flush.
Yeah.
And spend more than 10,000 rand on a box of Lego.
I find that absolutely Wonderful.
But that's the stretch to adulthood that you were talking about.
Correct.
I mean, you know, it's not little Johnny with his pocket money. But
yeah,
that's an adult paying that kind of money to go back to their childhood or to pursue a hobby.
So, you know, if you're just joining us, we're having a Wednesday panel talking about nostalgia, escapism, exploration, and why it is that it matters so much to us. I'm in the studio with Brian Hellman and Greg Berg. On the line with me is Claire Wright. She's the Africa Marketing Manager for Comic-Con. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, so I've been a cartoon kid my whole life. But I've always loved how, probably since Animaniacs, cartoons have definitely catered to a much more intelligent viewer and adult. And many people can dismiss the Marvel Universe, can dismiss the DC Universe. Well, we can dismiss DC. But there is something that they are speaking to. The scale of superhero films at the moment and fantasy films, Game of Thrones even, is definitely speaking to something. And what do you think that is as we head up to Comic-Con in a few weeks?
So I do feel that superheroes represent a better side of ourselves as well, aside from the incredible imagination that it takes to be in that superhero world. You know, it does represent a bit of a better side of ourselves sometimes. It's very human struggles that superheroes go through. Aside from being these incredibly powerful beings, they're also just like us. You know, they also fall in love. They have their hearts broken, or they have challenges and struggles. It's a very human story. Every superhero story is a human story. And I feel that's what gets us a lot of the time.
I want to hear a little bit more about Comic-Con and what we can look forward to. I have to get to traffic shortly, 16 minutes past 8. We're on the Wednesday panel, so thanks very much for that framing comment there, Claire. And I think it ties in with what Brian was telling us about what we miss about ourselves and the nostalgia that we hold on to. In many respects, we get that in comic movies or in superhero movies. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and why fantasy has become such a huge business. All right, 16 minutes past 8. Stay tuned. You're on Breakfast with Refilwe. We are going to be right back.
Cape Talk. Call Refilwe now.
On 021-446-0567.
8:20, we continue our Wednesday panel this morning. I'm joined in studio by Brian Hellman, a therapist at Brian Hellman Therapy, Greg Berg, who's co-founder of the Great Yellow Brick Company, and one of the owners of... Well, he is a co-owner of all the Lego stores, so you must ask him for freebies. Why didn't we ask him for freebies? Anyways,
he asked me on yesterday.
My bad. On the line, on Zoom, Claire Wright joins us. She is the Africa Marketing Manager for Comic-Con, which is coming up soon. And we went to the break talking about sort of framing the love of the reverie of comedy, comics, especially superhero movies, the Marvel Universe, and how that ties in with the humanity of finding nostalgia and what we enjoy. Brian, you gave us a really good account of why nostalgia matters to us in terms of our personal memory. I'm struggling with the technological advancement and the highway that we're on at the moment, that the world feels like it's moving too fast for me. Mm. I obviously love technological advancement, but I just feel as though I was on a rotary phone recently and I can't find a button anywhere now, on a phone. So, are we moving too fast and how can nostalgia assist us in, I suppose, coping with that?
Mm. I can't say for sure if we're moving too fast or not. We're certainly moving, and one must move with the times. I think some of what is playing a role here is that if we look at the millennial generation, for example, now, a lot of their sort of time that they spent is either on social networking or on a computer, but in either event, it's in a virtual connection with other people. It's not necessarily in a physical connection with other people. So we're starting to see a lot more of a nostalgia feeling within the millennial people because they're sort of lacking in actual physical human interaction. they're relying a lot more on social networking and those sort of avenues, which is very different to, for example, when I grew up. So in some ways, the advancements that are going on could be taking away from teaching younger people about compassion, about empathy, about understanding other people, about altruism, all those sort of concepts and aspects of life that we learn more through proper interaction. So when we look at, are we moving too fast? Who can say? But the pace that we're moving isn't necessarily allowing for that psychological development of those sort of characteristics that are very important. Time will tell. We'll have to see what kind of people the young people turn into as adults.
Claire, is this where I rely on the narratives of superheroes? You know, and the narrative arc of good and evil?
I think so. I think it's really something that speaks to a lot of us. You know, we feel like we're living these ordinary lives and we're ordinary people, but we can all be elevated to something so much more than that by being the best person that we can be. And I also think what's great about something like Comic-Con is, you know, speaking to objects. You know, everything's virtual these days. I think Comic-Con works virtually and it works connectedly as well, which is also something really great. You know, because it's in your imagination, it's things you create, or it's things that you do together that you connect with other people with.
I mean, is that why there's so much Skopskeet as well? I don't know. I'm curious. No, because yeah, the narratives of superheroes, it almost always has a pretty similar arc. I'm kind of reluctant hero. And to your point, stepping out of the mundanity of regular humanity into this big story.
So I think there's definitely more to it than the Scorp and the Skit. You know, like there's also so much. You know, there's so much to comic, like to superheroes. It becomes about anime as well, which is about friendship. True. And being a good person and you know that kind of stuff. It's not just Comic-Con is about so much more than that. You know, yeah, I think it's great to have a role model, though, that you can refer to, that you can help yourself to emulate yourself after. A lot of us don't have role models these days, you know, or we come from difficult families. We don't have someone we can look up to who's always trying to be the best person that they can be.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah. I think it's important to just acknowledge that when we look at nostalgia and we compare it to idealizing superheroes.
Yes.
There's a similar bittersweetness to it.
Right.
Because the reality is that superheroes don't exist. Mm. Those are fictional, they're made up, they're idealistic, but they aren't necessarily real. Mm. So a young person who is identifying, or an older person, who's identifying with a superhero, similarly to a person who's feeling nostalgic, yes, knows on a realistic level that they need to return. You can't go back in time, and you also aren't going to have superpowers. So the person then develops in a positive way because they then realize that even without superhero powers, I can cope. I can get through. Even without immediate role models, as was just touched on, I've got the resources that I need to get through life. So again, it's a positive social and helpful emotion.
Also getting back to what you were talking about just now, Brian, Greg, talking about the physical touch, right? Lego is a great example of that, I imagine. Just you were talking a little bit earlier about wanting to be able to share the things that you loved about childhood with your children. Do you find yourself taking them outdoors, to a river, fishing? You know, is that something that you try
totally
and impart?
I mean, I think it's one of the things I always want to do as a parent. I think about some of the best experiences I had as a child. I want to try and as much as possible, maybe rightly or wrongly, replicate those memories. My children to have the same kind of positive feelings, nostalgia that I feel.
Totally.
So how can I do that? It's either something as simple as riding a bicycle, climbing a mountain, going on a hike together. But I can't help but think about my own thing. Lego, building Lego together, same thing. Yeah. If I can recreate those moments, I can recreate the nostalgia and the memories. somebody, which makes me feel good, sorry, as a parent and an adult, and hopefully gives them joy too. So we get to share this moment together.
We're going to talk a bit about memory just now and how we remember things, but there's a voice note here regarding nostalgia and Lego.
Morning, Rufilwe. I'm listening to your conversation now, talking about nostalgia and Lego. My husband, who is 41 years old, his mum kept all of his Lego and all of his Playmobil from when he was a kid, and she's now passed it on to us, and our 6-year-old little girl is now playing with his old Lego and Playmobil, and the joy that I'm seeing coming from him and from his mum watching our little one is just quite amazing. Thanks for like a show, Tamsin.
Thanks, Tamsin. Cool memory that, hey?
Totally, and I can totally relate. I mean, I've done the same thing.
On memory, so somebody says here, as someone who lives far from my childhood home, food is something I get very nostalgic about. Just the smell of a dish I ate when I was younger can bring me to tears sometimes, as I really make the food of my past. I can't remember the last time I had a mincemeat. Brian, from a therapeutic perspective, help us understand, you know, when we are casting our mind back, either in a moment of an aroma or... perfume and cologne is quite a strong one for me. If I smell Chanel No. 5, I'm like, my mom is right here. How accurate are we and how useful is it?
It's very important to remember that our memories are not faithful. They're often distorted. Sometimes they're not real. And they are definitely influenced by our current emotions, as well as sometimes by the people who are currently in our lives having an influence on us. So let me think of an example. If I'm in a situation where I'm about to or I'm experiencing a breakup of an important relationship, if I come from the emotional place that I want this relationship to work, when I think back to the beginning of the relationship, I tend to remember how wonderful it was. Excuse me, how wonderful it was and how great we were. And I have all these positive memories that influence me now to work on the relationship and fix it. Conversely, if I'm in a negative space around the relationship and I really don't want to be with the person anymore, a lot of my memories from the past will be flooded with the negative of how, look how it was, look how terrible it is now, I'm not going to put more effort in, nothing has gotten better, it hasn't improved, it's deteriorated. So our memory can play games with us and can influence us in ways that are not really accurate. So that's again why nostalgia is a positive emotion. Because even though we go back to the past and we may remember things with a colored lens, we still have to return to the present and deal with our reality.
That's the voice of Brian Hellman, clinical psychologist at Brian Hellman Therapy. You've also heard the voice of Greg Berg. He's co-founder of the Great Yellow Brick Company, and Claire Wright, Comic-Con Africa Marketing Manager. Melanie has sent us a message saying, morning everyone, I am 60 years old. I've built all the Lego flower collection. Currently have the Orchid and Vincent's Starry Night to build. I absolutely love it. I always buy from Great Yellow Brick Road online. My 4-year-old grandson and I are currently building the flower dot picture. That's very cool. Thank you very much, Melanie. And then Danielle in Scarborough saying, to get in touch with my younger or joyous self, I dance. Pretty cool, that. We are out of time. I'm very upset. I didn't realize. It's 8:32. I apologize, Graham Rubenheimer. So I do have to say goodbye, but I want to just thank you all for such a great contribution to this Wednesday panel. Thank you, Claire. We will find out more. I will get the website for Comic-Con so people can get signed up. Comic-Con Africa Marketing Manager. It will be from September 22nd, right?
Yes.
And then Greg Berg, as I say, co-founder of Great Yellow Brick Company. You can find his amazing stuff at Menlyn, Canal Walk, Sandton, the Waterfront, and soon to be a Gateway, and soon to be Midrand
Mall of Africa.
Thank you very much. That's the great Lego that you can get from Greg and Brian Hellman. Look up Brian Hellman Therapy if you'd like to hear more of these wonderful therapeutic insights. We really appreciate it. Clinical psychologist Brian Hellman, thank you so much for joining today's Wednesday panel.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you.
8:33. My apologies to you, Graham.